Could be a quiet one, this. Good evening. Welcome to the 12 Men Podcast live. Last one before Christmas. Hello. For those of you on Facebook, YouTube. Hello, this is me. You don't see me often. This is me. I'm Steve Jackson. I'm in the main chair, as usual. Everybody's deserted me. Apart from one. This is Steve Dixon. Evening, Diggo. How are we doing? I know. I know. We've there's only me and you left. I feel like Ian Beale. I've got nothing left. that's true. I mean, I can try, but I won't get very far. But that's a very good point, actually. Yeah, I do ask the question. So, yeah. I know it's a big podcast as well, because we've got a big game tomorrow night as well. Massive game. So it is huge. So the game. So yeah, we'll talk about what's happened in the past week. Ups and downs for the Borough. Defeat against Hull, win against Swansea. And then we'll put some emphasis on the cup quarterfinal. Massive game against Port Vale. Don't take them lightly. And we'll discuss what Conor Ripley said today as well. Yes. I'll see you tomorrow, Conor, don't worry. but yeah, as always, get your comments in, get your thoughts in, and we'll get stuck in. First 5 minutes, you're going to hear Dicko's voice, because he's going to talk me through a really disappointing defeat on Wednesday night, a really disappointing defeat against Hull. We started really well, got the goal, obviously in the first 5-10 minutes, with Latte Laff scoring his seventh of the season, and after that we couldn't get that second goal in, which proved really crucial, because the second half we just seemed to fall away and our legs seemed to, I suppose, buckle from beneath us, and we just looked a bit lethargic. And I mean, talk us through it. Ooh. Yeah. Someone looks dapper. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It was me as well. I can't really disagree with anything you say there. I mean, the two goals, JD, were just... It was... It's hard to pick out individuals because it was a collective errors that caused the two goals to go in. There was, you know, people missing the markers, poor clearances. It was just a messy second half for me. Now. It really was. I mean, you mentioned there about the first goal as well. The first goal was really disappointing, simply because it's not the first time it's happened. You know, there's been a fair few I've spotted this season. Most recently at Bristol City, the ball's been come from the front to the back, and no one's been there to stop it. And it's just really, it's things we're not learning from, which I'm a bit annoyed about. But. There you go. Take a snippet. They've both agreed. Right. Yeah. As I say, I can't really disagree with anything you just said. The only thing I'd probably add to it is when I growing up, for me, I was always told front post was keeper's area. That you, anything that came towards front post, keepers should never get beat at the front post. So for us to all of a sudden not have anybody on neither post, yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan. So, but. Hey ho, that's a discussion for another day. We could go into it, got tenfold if we could, but you know, right? I'm not even gonna ask for a man of the match because yeah, it was just a really bad. The only thing we'll ask: are you on tea or coffee? Damn. doesn't need that kick up, do you? Right, right. Here we go. Swansea. This turned out, JD, to be a massive, massive game because of the midweek results. To put a bit of emphasis on a cup quarter final, we need a bit of momentum. All of a sudden, we've first time in Carrick's career, he's lost three games in a row in the Championship. We looked like we were stuttering, and it looked like we needed a bit of a change. Obviously, we made the one change in Bangura coming in for Engel. Yeah, talk me through it. I mean, what turned out to be a very big win on a very, very wet and dreary South Wales afternoon. It was, and you say that about the bit of luck. I mean, I'll come into that a little bit. But the goal came. I talked about this last week. Obviously, timings of goals is huge for me, and we scored at a perfect time again. I say it was just before half time. Few before half time, the ball through from Crooks to Greenwood. Another good finish from Greenwood. You know, sometimes he's not in games and he's not. You think, what did he bring into the game? But all of a sudden, he'll pop up like that because he was doing this exactly the same on Saturday. He was hovering about the box a little bit, linking the play up a little bit, but then all of a sudden, pouncing, you got the goal to make it 1-0. We do. I mean, Diggle, I'll bring you in for the equaliser. The first person I looked at again, and I'm not picking him out, and it's not because Cuts isn't sat opposite me. Dale Fry had his arm up again. He wasn't playing to the whistle. He wasn't carrying on. He was just stood there with his arm up, and Laws behind him, unmarked, free header, 1-1. All of a sudden, Swansea are level. They're back in the game. Same. Couldn't agree more. And then I bring you back in, JD. The slice of luck that you mentioned, obviously that pass back from the defender back to the keeper Rushworth. I mean, I've watched it back a few times and I still don't know why the keeper picked it up. I really don't know. And I imagine it was probably the same behind the goal to see that as well. And then you think the angle wasn't great. It was, you know, I think they had 7 or 8 men on the line. But Silvera picked an absolutely perfect spot. Because the funny thing was, I mean, I didn't watch it with Borough commentary on it, but Craig Hicknett was on commentary and he went, has to go high. There's no way it can go low, can't go low. Where did he put it? Straight in the bottom corner, bang, 2-1. All of a sudden, we've got a lead to defend for the last 15 minutes. And like Dicko said, we managed that so perfectly well because I can't remember a really iffy moment where I thought they might score at you. And we managed it really well and got the 3 points. Mm. Exactly. That is all that matters, is the scoreline in the top left hand corner or right hand corner, whatever corner you have it in. But you know what I mean. My point is valid. Oh. He did. It's not though, is it? Of course it does. Yeah, absolutely. It was a massive win, and it was a credit for the 400 fans that were, or so, that were still behind that goal as well. They say they give everything all game, as usual. I keep saying it every week. I'll never get tired of saying it. Best fans in the country, and they always will be. Does Borough a lot. So, yeah, credit to the club. And, yeah, massive, massive 3 points, which kept us in touching distance of them playoff places again, because, as I say, teams around us weren't massively dropping points as well. So it's key for us between now and January to stay within that fight. So it was a big 3 points. So I'll start with you, JD, man of the match for Saturday. There you go. Diggle. Yeah, I'm going to go Full House. I know. I was literally just about to say, yeah, Matt Vandenberg. Yeah, he got the tease man of the match. He got the, I think, was it the fans vote on the website? They gave Vandenberg man of the match as well. Yeah, it would have been. Yeah. He did absolutely. And the other day, he probably would have got my man of the match, but I thought Johnny Howson put a real captain's performance in Saturday. I thought he was really good. Just steadied things in midfield, and yeah, helped towards a massive, massive 3 points. So, yeah. Yes. If you just chat between yourselves, you know, ask each other how many sugars you have in your tea or something, I'll have a look. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's something to look at. I mean, I'll look at Jamie Jones. If you just keep looking at John Jones, you can crack on. I'll look at Jamie Jones. Yeah. I thought someone had a late Saturday night like I did. Hey. Ha ha. Yeah, they are. But no, I say I've just been reading up as you've been talking about some UFC fighter. But yeah, Burrow are braced for obviously imminent decisions on the call ups of January, etc. So, you know, things will become a bit clearer in the coming days. Jason's popped up, who's in Disneyland, by the way, working, not being a kid. Stephen back in January? Question mark. I'd agree with that. But ah, dear me. But the question would be, if he does stay for the rest of the season, Stefan, and Dieng comes back from Africa, who would you go for, Dieng or Stefan? Absolutely, absolutely. It's, I keep looking to my right and he's not there, so there's no point in me looking. just keep focusing on YouTube. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's something to look at for the next couple of weeks. I mean, we'll talk about that when it gets towards January. Let's get Christmas and that out of the way first. So, right, Port Vale. Before I move on, Cole Socket says up the Borough. Whether he's related to Plug Socket, I don't know. I'm only joking, kid. Ramsey back in. Hang on, what? Yeah, I'm ignoring him now. He's done it. Yeah, I'm sticking with Plug Socket. Right, Port Vale. For me, this is our. This is a big opportunity, this one. Big, big opportunity. But not one we can take for granted. Because for me, John Don, this reminds me. I think I said this is a week. This has got the potential of a Newport County about it. What do you think? Hmm. No, it's definitely not going to be an easy game. I'm looking forward to it as well. Say a full capacity crowd within Vale Park tomorrow. Say over 3,000 following the Borough down. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going down. Haven't played him since 1998 at Vale Park. Do you remember the score? Was. They would. Yeah, 25 years. 25 years. Since we've been at Vale Park. It's God. Well, I was just about to say to you, I mean, usually we sit here with these cup ties against, without being disrespectful to them, the lesser teams that we've played so far, and we think, well, how many changes can we make to make, you know, without it making too much of an impact? But we're now at a point where we can't make them changes because we haven't got changes to make now, have we? I'll let you answer that one first, John Dom. It is a bit quick. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Colin's put up come. He's always on our Facebook Live. We really appreciate all your comments that come through. I'm gonna have to get Colin on rivals, you know. He does contribute so much. He's mentioned we are 5 points better off than we were this time last season, which is quite surprising when you hear it out loud. But I thought you were going to come out with some Dutch quote then. When you said Steve McLaren said, I thought there's a Dutch quote coming here. I know. I need to snip that. But before I ask you your predictions, obviously there's, you know, there is one main opposition tomorrow. Obviously in goal for Port Vale is former Borough keeper Conor Ripley. He came out. Well, I don't want to talk about the other two. I want to talk about these ones. Go on, name them. Which are the other two? Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I forgot Uche played for them. I love Uche. Anyway, before I start reminiscing. So my point. Ripley came out with a quote today. A very, if I put that up in the dressing room, or if I put that up on our bus, I guarantee a few of me going, well, giving it a few expletives towards it. I mean, the quote that came out, I'll read the final little bit, because you talk about, you know, Burry's done so much for me, I'm so grateful, etc. However, I'm not here to be a fanboy, I'm here to knock Burry out the League Cup. Straight to the point. So then, and he also, and into the beginning as well, getting Middlesbrough has gave us a really good chance to get through to the next round of the Cup. No disrespect, but the other teams are clearly better. Oh, here we go. Got. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to makes it look like I'm not showing a moob on camera. So sorry. That's just trying. But yeah, it's I know. Honestly, I was readjusting myself for a good minute there, and I thought, well, someone's bound to have seen me, right? Because I'm bang in the middle of the camera. So I was trying to make it look like it, so I didn't have much of a moob showing, you know. My bad. Can you tell I'm by myself in here? Like, no, it's amusing me. Anyway. Oh, no. I know. He has sent his predictions in, so I will go through into them in a minute. But, actually, sod it. I'll go into it now. Otherwise, I'll just tap readjusting again. I don't want to do that. So, Cuts has gone for Latte Laugh 3-1 Borough tomorrow. See why he's gone with that. I've gone Rogers 3-1 tomorrow. Dicko, I'll start with you. Prediction for tomorrow night? No. If it's a different score, it's definitely not silly. We've got to try and win some sort of money. We've been really woeful so far. Okay. I'll tell you something, right? If this finishes 3-1, it's Silvera, I'm going to come and find you. Because I'm up your way quite often now. I'll come find you. I know. JD? You expecting Crooks to start tomorrow? I fancy, yeah. I mean, I fancy Rogers to play in behind Latte Laugh tomorrow, with Jones and maybe Silvera on the wings. That's my four for tomorrow. But The lad's got a hat trick, didn't he? Don't let it go. Oh, that's getting clipped. Yeah. I mean, there was one. Sorry, go on, Jesse. Goal came from his side, Saza. This is going to be a tough one. This one really tough. And I mean, there's a couple of names that popped up on the bench on Saturday. I say Daniel Nkumra and Cal Kavanagh as well. You see, he's really firing him in for the under 21s. I don't know if he's playing in the game. They're playing currently tonight. Don't know, but I say Cavendish, he has hit form for them, and I say the loan move he had last season probably did him a bit of good as well. And I say he's an option to bring on last 15 minutes if we need him, just to obviously, once the game's sewn up, give him a bit of experience in a high profile cup tie. And you know, he's a real talent, and if you haven't watched him before, I'd suggest having a look at him, because he's really, really good. So yeah. Absolutely. He will get given a chance one day, so he'll get a chance like Colburn got it, and he'll take it, because you say the boy's a talent. He's one of the prospects coming through the academy, another one. So no, he wasn't. Wasn't a bad midfielder. So you can see his dad using more Saturdays in Yarn, by the way, if you want to go and have a chat with him about his footy. Just letting you know. But, right, I'll get your predictions out here for West Brom then. Kutz has gone for Jones 2-1. I've gone Housen 1-1. Sorry. I think West Brom's a really tough game. I like West Brom as well. They're a bit of a bogey side for the Borough. So, JD, I'll start with you on this one. Nice and easy. I know. First for a few games. So, Preston. Yeah, it was. What was the scoreline that day? Yes, I forgot. Diggo, I'll come to you. We did. It would be really nice. He said there. Something wrong with you. This is the games you live for as a football fan. These ones. These are what you turn up for. So, yeah. On that note, I think that's just about it. Job done for the week. Our last one before Christmas. So, boys, have a good one. I'll see you Saturday. John, I'll see you tomorrow. Sorry, go on. What are you saying? I might as well just press stop now. That's my bit. But no, he's absolutely right. I know. I know, that's a very good point. I can categorically say you're not all the same. I'll say that also. But yes, I am not one of you. I'm not, right? I'm a smoggy and proud. Yes, anyway, John, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm very much looking forward to the trip to are they in Staffordshire? Am I right with that? Yes. Well, I'm not driving, so I don't care. So, there you go. Looking forward to the trip. Should be a good one. And yes, thank you so much. As Dicko has absolutely stole my thunder. Thank you for listening, liking, subscribing, commenting, getting in touch. And yeah, Merry Christmas. Have a good. Yeah, thank you so much. And yeah, we'll talk to you again next week. Don't drink too much. Hold the ball there.